From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Egypt's official news agency says an assistant threw a bomb into a chapel at Cairo's Coptic Orthodox Cathedral Sunday, killing at least 25 people and wounding nearly 50. There has been no claim of responsibility for that attack. The attack happened during the 10 a.m. service Sunday in an area populated mostly with women. Egypt's President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi declared a three-day state of mourning. A Kurdish militant group has claimed responsibility for the bombings that killed at least 38 people and wounded more than 150 in the Turkish city of Istanbul. The claim was made Sunday by the Kurdistan Freedom Falcons, or the TAK, a group seen as an offshoot of the outlawed PKK. The blasts rocked a huge football stadium late Saturday. A Syrian monitor says Islamic State jihadists have recaptured the Syrian city of Palmyra. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says IS retook all of Palmyra after the Syrian army withdrew from the city. The observatory says Russian airstrikes later forced IS forces out of Palmyra and that fighting continued in areas surrounding the ancient city. To the north, monitors reported heavy fighting in southeastern districts of the city of Aleppo. A two-week offensive by the Russian-backed Syrian army and its Shiite allies has split the city's rebel-held east and left the rebels in disarray. In other developments, U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter announced the deployment of 200 more military personnel to northern Syria. This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump says the Central Intelligence Agency's reported conclusion that Russia interfered in last month's presidential election to boost his chances of winning was ridiculous.
They talked about all sorts of things. Every week it's another excuse. We had a massive landslide victory, as you know, in the Electoral College. I guess the final numbers are now at 306, and she's, you know, down to a very low number. No, I don't believe that at all.
Trump told Fox News nobody really knows who is responsible for cyber attacks. In the interview, Trump praised ExxonMobil chief Rex Tillerson, his likely pick as the country's next Secretary of State, because of the contacts he has around the world and the oil agreements he has reached with Russia. A truck bomb exploded outside Mogadishu's new seaport on Sunday morning, killing at least 20 people and wounding dozens. The militant group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for the blast. Mogadishu residents said the blast could be heard across the city, and pictures of black smoke from the scene were circulated on social media. Mogadishu's seaport is run by a Turkish company. A top Pakistan foreign ministry official has said that some members of the terrorist Haqqani network were present in the country. But Foreign Secretary Aziz Chaudhry says his government is not allowing any group to conduct terrorist activities in Afghanistan. He made the remarks in an interview with the state-run Pakistani television. The United States has designated the Haqqani network and its leadership as global terrorists for carrying out high-profile, deadly attacks against American and allied forces in Afghanistan. Rescue workers continue to look for survivors following the collapse of a church roof in southern Nigeria. The collapse killed at least 60 people. Hundreds were in the Rainer's Bible Church when the roof collapsed. The church building in the city of Uyo, which is still under construction. Media reports say at least 60 people died in the incident, but local police say the casualties could not be confirmed. Rescue operations are still ongoing. Romanians are voting in parliamentary elections Sunday, a year after an anti-corruption campaign forced the last socialist prime minister from power. Regardless of the scandal, the corruption-tainted leftist Social Democratic Party is likely to form a majority with smaller parties. Louisiana Republican State Treasurer John Kennedy beat Democrat Foster Campbell, a state utility regulator, to become the U.S. Southern state's new senator in Washington. I'm Dave DeForest reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.